Taylor's theorem with remainder. If f is n plus 1 times differentiable on an interval, then f of x equals pn of x plus rn of x. The remainder is f's n plus 1th derivative evaluated at some unknown point c divided by n plus 1 factorial times x minus a raised to the n plus 1 power. The point c lies between a and x. We don't know exactly where, but it exists. That's the exact formula. The practical Lagrange error bound replaces the unknown c with an upper bound m. The absolute value of rn of x is at most m divided by n plus 1 factorial times absolute value of x minus a to the n plus 1. M is a bound on the absolute value of the n plus 1th derivative on the relevant interval. Three things to remember. M bounds the n plus 1th derivative, not the nth. All three slots, derivative order, factorial, and distance power use, n plus 1. Off by 1 is the most common error. Distance matters. The closer x is to a, the smaller the error.